Community Conversation here on KCHA, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. I'm Mark Pitts in for Chris Berg, talking with Leslie Milius, who is the program director with ISU Extension for Floyd County. Leslie, welcome.
Good morning.
To say you guys are busy would be an understatement.
That is very correct. Lots and lots of things going on. It is the season. It is summer, and we are busy.
Yeah. Speaking of summer, let's start with summer safety kits and what is in these kits and how people can get a hold of them.
Yeah. So we had such great success with our Xenia kits that we did last month for the month of May that we have decided to kind of continue that into the summer months here. And for June, we've decided to do summer safety kits. And those summer safety kits will focus around four summer safety tips. Tip number one being practicing water safety. Tip two, beat the heat and sun. Tip three, to avoid tick and mosquito bites. And tip four is to prevent injuries. And so we have kits available at the Extension office. They can be picked up there at 112 North Main here in downtown Charles City. Or you can actually go and see us at the Farmer's Market. We are going to be there at the Farmer's Market on June 15th, this Saturday. So Amy and Sarah Mitchell from our office will be there passing out those kits and offering other Extension materials. In addition to, we will be there on the 19th of June to the Wednesday passing out kits and doing different Extension things. So it'll be great to be there at the Farmer's Market.
Now, do these summer kits include a fly swatter or anything like
that? They don't include a fly swatter. They do include a bug wipe to keep the mosquitoes hopefully at bay, or to kind of keep those other little pesky, I don't know, no-see-em type bugs that buzz around your head that really annoy you. Hopefully that will do that. They will include, they all come in a little sand bucket, so it's kind of cute and kind of fun. And you also get some floaties, so to practice water safety. We have sunscreen in them. And we also have a bottle of water, so to make sure you're keeping yourself hydrated, because it's going to be a hot one, I feel like, in the next couple days.
All right. Very important in terms of summer safety. Maybe top of the list there is making sure you keep yourself well hydrated.
Yes.
All right. A place that was not well hydrated for a long time because of the drought is the Northeast Iowa Research Farm near Nashua. And you're going to have field day coming up on June 19th, which is coming up, well, next week. And so tell us what's going on there, where things have vastly improved in terms of the moisture, at least.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we're kind of coming out of that drought cycle there a little bit. And so they will have their annual. We always have a annual spring field day, and that'll be on June 19th from 11 to 3 at the Northeast Iowa Research Farm located near Nashua. And they're going to actually do something a little bit different that they haven't done before, and that's that they're going to have a complimentary meal that they're going to serve at noon, and that's going to be sponsored by Pioneer Hybrid International. And so that'll be really good to have a meal, share some networking and different things, and kind of learn about some different things about climatology. They're going to have a climatologist there that's kind of going to talk about soil erosion and different trends on the weather and what the growing season is going to look like for 2024.
Yeah, you guys like to mix it up quite a bit in terms of bringing a variety of information to the ag community. Now, and a lot of times this information is valuable, not just to farmers, but anybody that has gardens and things like that, that if flowers and whatever they might be trying to grow.
Exactly, because at the research farm, we also have a very large donation garden. So what we do there is we grow lots and lots of things at the research farm too, that are going to be then donated to our community here, to Mobile Food Bank. We do it to the school, to the daycare center. All kinds of places take advantage of that free produce that we grow from the research farm. So yes, so they have lots of horticultural things that you can learn about in addition to learning about those crops.
Okay, it's a free event.
Yes.
And you mentioned the lunch, but I imagine you'd like to get a head count. So if people want to pre-register? Would you prefer that?
They actually, it's open to the public and they just want you to come. So it isn't necessary to pre-register. But if you do have questions, I would very much call Terry Bassel. He is our agronomist for our area. And he would have more information about things that you might have specifically. And his number is 641-426-6801. So you can definitely give him a call, and I'm sure that he would answer any questions that you have that might be pertaining to that field day.
Yeah, Terry's great. He's a font of information for sure.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Lunch and Learn that you've got coming up that you're going to be a part of.
Exactly.
With the city.
So we're going to partner with the Chamber, and we are going to provide a Lunch and Learn session on unlocking the secrets of social media for businesses and organizations. And this is a bring your own lunch. The Chamber is going to provide cookies and some bottled water for us. It's a 45-minute presentation, and it's free and open to any retailer, business, or nonprofit organization that would like to come. It should be great information. It is provided. The curriculum for it is provided by the Iowa Retail Initiative. So it's some great learning that can be happening at that Lunch and Learn.
Yeah, and I mean, social media, there's good, there's bad with it.
Yes.
But from a business standpoint, it's one of those things that it's just, it's got to be part of your marketing plan these days.
It really does. And, you know, you're looking at social media, and in this way, you want to look at it as the good, because it helps to inform people and get them in the know of what they want to know. So it doesn't have to be, you know, every sale that you're going to be promoting or those kind of things for your business, but it's just the information of what you have, because people do look at that social media. They spend a lot of time on there, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, but it allows you to kind of control the narrative.
Yeah.
Because I remember back in the day when I was going through some of my advertising sales training, because we live in such a negative society, unfortunately, that if somebody has a bad experience at a business, they're apt to tell 8 to 10 people. If they have a good experience, they're only going to tell 3 to 5.
That's
so
exactly
again,
right.
Social media, again, for all of its nuances and such,
yes,
it's a vital. We're talking with Leslie Milius with Floyd County ISU Extension, and you've got, again, lots of stuff going on. How about, let's talk the Iowa Master Conservationist Program. We touched on this a little bit earlier in the week with Heidi Reams from Floyd County Conservation, but give us some more insight into this program coming up.
Sure. We regionally partner with Worth County, Mitchell County, Cerro Gordo County, and Franklin County to provide the Master Conservation Program. In addition, we partner with those county conservation districts too. And so what we're doing is we're providing information that you can, you know, how to different areas of wetlands or what's going on with your trees and things like that. So they learn lots and lots of information on how to be good stewards of the land. And it's great. You get to go and kind of tour a lot of, it's kind of like field trip based in some ways. And so you get to tour lots of different places and learn about all the different things that we kind of have just around us in our backyards.
Looks like it's going to start July 11th. You got 5 sessions. Now, do people have to attend all 5 to...
We do like to see them attend most sessions. Now, obviously, you know, life happens. We get that. And so if we have to miss one or two, it's not going to make or break you. And so it is helpful, though. And I think there is some learning that you can do online and that kind of stuff. If you were going to miss that session, that you could kind of keep up with what the pace of the program. So there is that, too.
Yeah. And I think Heidi Reams mentioned that it's great information for you to go through this if you want to volunteer at a county park or what have you, just to be more knowledgeable about, you know, the when you direct people to the natural resources.
Exactly. And it does give them that background knowledge and different things of what's going on at some of those parks and conservation areas around. Because we do have some privately things, some CREP land and some things like that that are around locally that are privately owned too. And so it's just great knowledge to have overall. And maybe that's something that you're to sustain your farmland or your, you know, where you live out in the country, you might have some of that and you want to conserve that. And so this is a great program to help you do some of those basics.
All right. We kind of started about summer safety kits, and part of summer is the Floyd County Fair, and we're just a little over a month out. What kind of things are going on with ISU Extension Floyd County to kind of get prepared there?
So right now our youth staff is working on all the prep things. We're going to, you know, obviously we do have a fair entry deadline. And so as the kids are gearing up to get those, all their entries put into the system so they are able to show their animals, their non-livestock projects, all of those types of things that go along with the fair. And then there's all the fun things that go along with the fair, the entertainment and that kind of stuff. And the fair board is working super hard at getting all of those things done. I noticed just, I was looking at social media, happened to see that they are already mulching some different areas at the fairgrounds and stuff like that in preparation. And, you know, time gets away from us, and pretty soon it will be here before we know it.
Yeah. And then right after the fair ends, you start preparing for next year's fair. Is that it? I mean, it's almost, it's not a never ending cycle, but it takes a lot of preparation.
Yes, it does. And, you know, and for us too, we do a lot of school activities and that kind of stuff. So, you know, once the fair ends, you get the state fair, and then school starts already. So we're already, you know, gearing up even now to get ready for some of our school-based program that'll happen during the school year. So lots and lots of things that are always going on.
Okay. And when the fair actually does arrive, I assume you guys have a booth out there. Where can people find you on the fairgrounds?
We will be located in the Schwartz Rock Community Center building. That's where the fair office is. And this year we will be with the fair board for our office. So you can find us all in one place. That is also where the 4-H food stand will be located. So, you know, you can come out and get
how
a piece
convenient
of pie.
For you guys.
you can come get a piece of pie, and then you can also ask all the questions you need to ask.
Yeah, not your first rodeo, right?
No. This will be number 23 or 24. I don't know for fairs.
All right, Leslie. So they go by quick. All right.
Yes.
So we were talking about where to find you at the fair. Lots of great information. If people want more details on the summer safety kits, the research farm field day, lunch and learn, a master conservationist program, how's the best way to get that information?
So the best way you can do is you can definitely stop and visit us at 112 North Main in downtown Charles City, or you can give us a call at 641-228-1453, or you can visit us on the web at www.extension.iastate.edu/Floyd.
Yeah, and right now, if people want to stop into the office, they can actually park in front with the Main Street construction going on.
Yes, they can park in front, and they're always welcome. You know, I know lots of people like to park in our back lot because it's a little easier than parallel parking sometimes. And so definitely you can either visit us on that front door or the back door, whichever is most convenient for them.
All right, Leslie, thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie Milius with the Iowa State Extension Office, Floyd County. And that's part of our community conversation here on KCHA, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com.